to enforce it. You know, this year I was in holiday in Italy, in Jesolo, and I was together with 1 million people on the coast, and I think we had every 3 minutes somebody from Africa who offered us a nice Gucci bag, a nice Emporio Armani watch. You can find all kinds of goods, also a massage from Chinese specialists. So at least it was like in a really big store. So you couldn't rest because all the time somebody would to sell something. So what's behind? Of course, the producer from these goods, which maybe come very often out of China. Then we have the problems with African people who are coming on the black market, working without any social protection. But thousands of them are employed, paying no tax, out of the system, and that's the reason why they can be so cheap, and they flood not only Italy, you find them on I think most of the coasts and holiday areas, and of course they are in heavy competition with the one who pay tax, who have social protection, and who keeps the European social system on the right level. So intellectual property means that if we want to take care on our legal business, that we have to be active on the one who are illegal. And that's where the European Parliament is very eager to find solutions, together, of course, with the European Commission, and what's not always clear, and also with the Council, to get a global approach on this area. Because only if we educate the people, I say a little bit with a smile, within the European Parliament, what intellectual property is, what a patent is, and I wouldn't go out and make a question from people who are moving around, please tell me what the patent is. It will be a big problem for a lot of people to explain what it's really. So education and public relation is very substantial for this area, and on the other hand, to bring the right solution. I think that what we have to look, and that was a very core issue in this debate, and we should proceed with this kind of meetings to get at least solutions to get out of financial crisis, get full employment, and